You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The Trump administration is dismissing today's Associated Press report of a draft proposal to mobilize as many as 100,000 National Guard troops to round up immigrants who don't have legal status. Spokesman Sean Spicer says the document did not originate in the White House and that there was no effort to move ahead with it. But there's no doubt the Trump administration is giving signals that it plans to deport more people. And that's on top of the travel ban that is still being litigated. WNYC's Beth Fertig joins me now to talk about what we do know. Hey, Beth.
Hi.
So that January 27th travel ban has taken up most of the news these last few weeks. But 2 days earlier on January 25th, President Trump signed another order dealing with immigration. And this one got a lot less attention. So walk us through it now.
There was a lot of stuff in that first executive order, starting with the famous wall along the Mexican border and authorization to hire 10,000 more immigration officers. But it also included some new priorities for who the government can detain and seek to deport. Under President Obama, the immigration agents focused mostly on arresting immigrants without legal status if they had criminal convictions. But this executive order says they can also detain people suspected of violating state and federal laws and people who engage in fraud by abusing public benefits like food stamps or something like that. And that's a lot more people. That's a much wider net potentially than President Obama had.
All right. So let's say the government does start arresting a lot more people. What would they do with them all?
Well, as we know, President Obama already deported more people than any other U.S. president, 2.5 million people. And it put a tremendous strain on the immigration courts. At the end of last year, there were more than 500,000 pending cases, plus another 200,000 or so new cases were coming through the system every year. And most of those people, they don't have lawyers. It's a civil court. They're not entitled to free attorneys. And that makes things harder to move along sometimes. So now on top of that, with all those cases, there are only 300 immigration judges nationally, and people say it's a crisis. There's no way the system could handle more cases without additional resources. But then that's up to Congress. They'd have to provide the money to make sure President Trump's executive order can happen.
Wow. What else do the immigration courts need besides more judges?
I spoke to Dana Marks. She's an immigration judge in San Francisco, and she's also president of the Union for Immigration Judges. They are federal employees. So she speaks on behalf of her union, not somebody who works for the government. She definitely wants more immigration judges. She says they're handling so many cases now, Jamie. It's like doing death penalty cases in traffic courts. That's how she puts it. But she's also worried about what's going to happen when and if more people really are detained, because the Trump administration recently said those cases will be the first priority in the courts.
Before we can have more detained cases, you need to have more detention space. That means that you need to either execute contracts to acquire existing space. There may be places, since the executive order suggests that they should be at or near the borders, there may need to be more facilities built.
And since there aren't enough judges, she says the government would have to install special video teleconferencing equipment in all the courtrooms so the judges who don't normally handle detention cases could do them remotely.
Do we have any real indication that the government is actually detaining more people so far, despite what we may think? There were a series of raids that got a lot of attention.
Yeah, and we have to be careful. There's a lot of fear right now about that. And we saw a spike. There were 680 arrests nationally, including 41 in New York City. But we saw things like that happen under President Obama. However, by the end of Obama's presidency, only 10% of the people being arrested had no criminal record. By contrast, 25% of the people arrested last week did not have criminal convictions. In other words, they're sweeping up more people who don't have criminal convictions now. We don't know if that's going to be the trend. I also asked the government if the immigration courts are now seeing more people showing up in detention and going to hearings, because not everybody in immigration court gets detained. The government gave me data showing slightly more of these detained cases went to court in January of this year compared to last January. But we don't know if that means anything. It's very early. We need to know what happens in the next few months and how that compares to last year.
All right. Beth Fertig covers courts and legal affairs for WNYC.